Nigel, welcome. Bluff, what does it mean?
Okay, Bluff is the Breeches and Leather Uniform Fan Club. It's a group of gay men. Well, they're not even all gay, but it's men who have a fetish for leather breeches. That's the type of Tom of Finland type of things, with a big balloon sticking out the side, and leather uniforms. It was founded by Leon in about 1997, and I took over running the website from him last year, and we've launched a whole new website. There are about 2,700 members around the world at the moment. 600 in the UK, about 600 in Germany, 500 and something in America, 200 in the Netherlands. So mostly European. And we have a website where you can send messages to people, you can look at their profiles. That's now in three languages, English, French and German. And we also have a calendar. People organise bluff parties around the world. Most of those are free to get into, or a relatively small charge depending on the bar. So you can go and you can meet like-minded men. And of course you can do that other places on the internet, but what's special about Bluff is that it is a completely community-based thing. There's no membership fees. We don't charge people to use the website. We rely entirely on donations. And the sole thing is that you have to be a pretty committed leather person. You need to have breeches or a leather uniform to join. So you have to send us a photograph when you want to join, and we decide if we want to let you in or not. And we add a couple of hundred people a year. But what we don't add is if someone has just got a pair of leather chaps and a t-shirt, well, that's not a leather uniform. If they've just got a pair of jeans and a shirt that has a San Francisco police badge on it, that's not really a uniform either. A uniform is something more than that, and that's what's important to the guys at Bluff. So that means things like the full Tom of Finland type gear, or like I'm wearing an authentic German police jacket, a leather shirt, leather tie, Sam Brown belt, the gloves, and so on. All those things that make it just a little bit more special, and people enjoy knowing that there's a place on the web where they can go, they can chat to people, and very importantly, meet up. I think there are probably going to be about 70 or 80 Bluff people here in Antwerp, for example, for the opening reception tonight. When we have parties at some of the clubs in London, we'll get about 90 Bluff members coming along four or five times a year. So it's not just an internet thing. There's a very important side of it where people do meet up in person and do whatever leather men do when they meet up.
Now, you say they have to wear a leather uniform, not only trousers. Leather is expensive. So not everyone who has a leather fetish can buy a leather suit of 1,000 euros.
Yes, it can be expensive. And that's one of the things that we're going to add some more information about. On the new website, we've got a whole list of suppliers, and we're going to add some extra articles, because, for example, I've never spent... my shirt is a very nice shirt I got from Rob. But a lot of the other stuff, this jacket that I have, is from a bit of judicious shopping around on eBay, and it cost me about 60 or 70 euros. And you can get the right sort of gear and get a leather uniform without having to spend... Some people do spend thousands of dollars on outfits from Langlitz and Vanson jackets and so on, but it's not absolutely essential. The thing is that it has to look like a uniform. It doesn't have to be an authentic uniform. It can be a fantasy uniform, so if you happen to think that a particular tie and shirt and stuff go well together, that's fine. We're not saying it has to be an exact replica of something, or that it has to be the most expensive, but it has to look like a uniform rather than just a shirt and a pair of leather jeans.
Are there younger people too in Bluff, or it's only older men with moustache and fat body? And
There's actually quite a range. Obviously, because a lot of people tend to come to the leather scene later in their life. That is changing now, though. So there are a lot of members who have been members for 12 years and are now in their 50s or over. But there are also a lot of people in their 20s and 30s. Even just this week, I've added a member who was only born 20 years ago, which makes me feel incredibly old. But there are young guys out there who do want the look. And as I said, you can do it. I tend to be a bit easier on the guys. If someone is only 20 and they've got a leather shirt, a leather tie, leather trousers, but they haven't managed to get the cap and all the other things so far, then we're more likely to say fine, because we know that you've done what you can. Whereas if you look like you've been running a company for 50 years and you can afford it and you still haven't got all that, then no, we'll be a bit stricter with you.
The parties with bluff, it's leather and sex, or it's just a meeting?
A bit of both, and it sometimes it depends on the venues as well, because of course in England we're all very reserved. No one has sex in England. Well, it's not my parents obviously did once, but some
Nigel, you're lying.
Yes, possibly. It depends. Some places where they have meetings, for example, in Berlin, there's a meeting at Easter which has traditionally been outside Mario's bar. Now, you can't have sex outside Mario's bar, so that's a big social thing for a lot of bluff people at Folsom and Berlin and Easter. But then if there's a party somewhere here like the Boots in Antwerp, then yeah, there's going to be sex going on. So it does vary a lot depending on where. Some of them are very social. Sometimes people organise meals as well so that you can go and sit down and chat to people. And we also have, there are various people who run their own business who are members of Bluff who offer discounts. So there are people who have guest houses who give a discount to Bluff members, or hair salons or coffee shops in various places, and they help other Bluff members like that as well.
What do you think about the leather scene in Antwerp?
It's a while since I've been here, but I do like it. I've always had a soft spot for the Boots. I used to enjoy the Hanky Code.
That's a long time ago.
Every time I come here, I'm amazed the building hasn't fallen down into the street. But yes, I like it, and it's very easy from London. It's only a few hours on the train. So I think the Boots is a brilliant club. I wish we had somewhere like this in London, especially since you can smoke, and I do love a cigar with my leather.
When people hear this and they still doubt if they want to be a partner of Bluff, can you say one last thing to the people to get them over the line to come to Bluff?
It's free, it's very friendly, we have a great website, and we have great parties. There are loads of people, there's so many members, there are bound to be people near you, and we don't have all the silly gimmicks that you find on some of the pay sites. Who's looked at my profile the most each month? We're not interested in that. We're interested in leather men getting together and having a good time, and especially at the parties as well as on the website.
Okay, Nigel, thank you, and I hope you enjoy Leather Pride.
I shall do my best. I shall enjoy myself until my knees stop working.